Welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 3, episode 30, episode number 130. How's it going, ladies?
120, no?
That's 130, isn't it? Oh, 120, you're right.
I was like, oh, we did talk about this today. I can't remember.
We did. I'm tired. Alex has an ear infection, so I haven't slept in several nights, and I'm pretty tired.
It would be nice if it was season 3, episode 30. Sorry, season 3. Yeah, no, yeah. Season 3, episode 30. Overall, episode 130. Oh my god, I can't talk.
I know, yeah, no, we get you. We feel you. Numbers.
Numbers. It would be cool.
The nice symmetry of numbers.
Can you believe that we are 30 episodes into season 3?
Nope.
Nope.
That's actually kind of crazy because I feel like we just had our third birthday party.
Yeah. Crazy.
Why did we do that? I feel like we've had a fair amount of parties. We've been pretty social this season, so I kind of can't keep them all straight.
That's true.
It's a good problem to have.
We've been very, very good hostesses, I feel like.
I think so.
Yeah. That's what happens, I guess, when you're in your mid-30s or approaching your mid-30s.
Yeah. Or, you don't want to go out anymore. You just want to have people over.
Exactly. Anyway, speaking of birthday parties, we had Alex's first birthday party this weekend.
Ooh.
It was a lot of fun.
Nice. The pictures were really adorable. That kid is just like insanely photogenic.
He really is.
He is, and he's insanely happy all the time. Like I said, he has an ear infection right now, and it is just like with the last one, the only indication that he's sick is that he hasn't been able to really sleep well at night when he's laying down. Like during the day he puts on a brave face, he's fine. They said at school he's been generally happy, although today they said he was miserable and had a fever, and I was like, well, why didn't you call me? And they were like, it wasn't 101, we didn't want to bother you. And I was like, well, what was it? And they were like, 100.9. and I was like, that's 101 essentially. I swear to god, that this is a true story, this really happened. She's like, well, it was 99.9, and then it was 100.7, and then it was 100.9, and then it went down to 100.2. and I was like, she's like, it was just all over the place. And I was like, but it was trending enough that you kept taking it, so
you're right.
Maybe you could, like, I don't know, tell me. They were like, yeah, he didn't really eat much. And I was like, oh. Anyway, he was still fine and happy, though, until he wasn't.
No.
But, yeah, so he's super cute. And the Amanda and Shandy are referencing the pictures that they saw on our new broadcast Instagram feed that everybody should go out and follow.
Yes,
indeed.
That is, we are the Broadcasters 3 on Instagram.
That's been super fun.
It has been really fun. Yeah. So we've been taking turns posting things. Sometimes we post them at the exact same time.
It's all part of, you know, the fun of it.
It is.
I don't know why it took us so long to get there.
You know,
seriously, yeah.
I wish we'd always had this.
I know, me too, because it really has been very fun.
It's the only social media I really like, Instagram.
Instagram. My sister and Jay are pretty much, they're huge Instagrammers. Like, they were both sitting on the couch all weekend just like checking their feeds, and I was like, how is it possible that, you know, there's this must to look on an Instagram? And then, you know, I put all those pictures up on Saturday, and I was, you know, compulsively checking to see, did anybody else watch? And I'm like, well, you know, you're only gonna get a certain amount of viewers when you only have like 30 people that are following you. So,
so tell your friends. Let's see if we can get to 60.
Yeah, woo! Let's double it this week.
All right.
Anyway, yes, it was really, really adorable. So we had the theme was like, you know, our little man, which, well, that wasn't really the theme, but that was like what the things were called. So the theme was just like, we give it, because he's so cute, that we put him in like this little bow tie, and we had suspenders, and he had a number one on his shirt that said Alex. And, you know, we wanted to do a red and gold theme because, you know, Valentine's Day, and he and I both look really good in red because we've got olive skin tone. And we just wanted to make it kind of classy. We didn't want to do like your traditional like blue or whatever. Unfortunately, they don't really make red and gold party things for little boys. So it was kind of tough to find things. So I ended up just buying this pack of blue and gold on Facebook, on Instagram.
Somewhere on the internet.
Somewhere on the internet.
Doesn't matter.
Instead of buying it on Amazon, through janejack.com/Amazon. And I did. I paid myself essentially a nickel for this $17 party pack.
Well, that's a bargain.
It really was. Anyway, so I ended up getting that. It was like blue and gold. And then I was in Target later that week, and they had their Valentine's Day stuff out, and they had 60 plates for $3 each. And they were like, you know, some sturdy plates. So I was like, oh my goodness, could I really get 120 plates? Like, because they had red ones and gold ones and pink ones and white ones. And I was like, I have to get these red and gold plates for $6. And there's so many of them. So I was like super stoked. And then I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of weird to have, like, you know, the red and gold plates. Oh, because then I also got cups. So see this cup I'm drinking my champagne out of?
Nice.
I had the red and gold cups too. And I'm like, okay, this is odd, because how am I going to like really reconcile these blue and gold everywhere with the red? So then I picked up a pack of just plain red balloons. And I was like, if I throw red balloons in there, it'll be great. It'll all be great. So that's what I ended up doing. I think it worked out fairly well. So we had that, and then going back, I know, right? There was no point to that story other than I really like red and gold. That was a super long tangent. But on the day of, I had ordered him this. So with Zach, with the smash cake, I didn't really realize, you know, how dirty you get when you're smashing cake all over yourself and face, like you're, you know, got icing all over, and it's never had it before. And it like stained his little shirt that I got for his first birthday. So this time I was thinking, I got him a red bow tie to replace, because he had the bow tie with the suspenders on the shirt already. I got him a red bow tie, and I got him a little birthday crown, and it was gold and red, and it had a one on it. And I thought it was like super adorable. I got it on Etsy. JaneJack.com/Etsy.
That'll be the next thing.
Rob, get on it. So I put him in it, and he's in his black pants, and I take him out, and the first thing my dad says when I see him, everyone's like, oh, he's so cute. And my dad is like, he looks like a Chippendales dancer. And he did. He looked like a little Chris Farley or Patrick Swayze. Really did. Now go back, and you'll never see that the same way again. But it was awesome. Really cute.
And it's smart. Less cleanup for you. Or like just easier. You just hose him down.
We did. We just stuck him in the bathtub after that. It was It was cute. It was fun overall. And we had a lot of family come to town and friends come over, so that was really nice. Jana was there. She was in
there. Yay,
I know. That was fun. We had my birthday the day before, which I don't really have any stories about, except Zach got me a birthday present. My mom picked him up from school, and they went to Target, and he picked out this present by himself, and at least that's what they tell me. I'm going to believe it. He got me a little green notebook, and I was like, oh, thank you. He goes, because you love notebooks, Mommy.
It's true.
And he knows you.
I know. That's so sweet.
He pays attention to this perceptive little kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cute.
So anyway, that was pretty... It was pretty much all I had for the last few weeks. We rewatched A Star Is Born with Jana and my sister, and Jay's dad was there. And so Kate, my sister, and Jay and I rewatched it. The other two were watching it for the first time. And that blog post that I was going to make about agency within it, I kind of because I had done it, and then I had taken it, and then I had deleted it. I was like, I don't really know. But I took notes during the movie, and I think sometime before the Oscars, I'm definitely going to finish writing that, because I had a better sense of what I wanted to say. So, cool. But I still love the movie to death, and I still think it's great. Just saying.
I still haven't seen it.
Some commentary, though.
I'm very behind on my Oscar movies this year. I really haven't seen that many. Normally, I like to be a little more up to speed at this point in the season, and I have not been.
Because the only two I think I've seen are A Star Is Born and Black Panther.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know which movies are up for, Oscars.
Oh, I've seen Black Klansman. I've seen three.
Oh, how was Black Klansman? That's one I really want to see.
It's really good. I had heard that it was very long.
It has great reviews.
Yeah, it's really good, and it's very interesting to juxtapose it with what's going on in the world today too. So I won't say anything else. Yeah. You guys, you know, watch it and decide for yourself. But I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I definitely need to watch that. I have seen Black Panther, so maybe I've seen one of the Oscar movies.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, the Best Picture nominees are Black Panther, mm-hmm. which we've all seen, BlacKkKlansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Roma, Green Book, A Star Is Born, and Vice.
I want to see Vice and I want to see The Favorite because I hear The Favorite is like nutso, but good nutso.
Those are the only two on that list I've seen. Well, I saw the one that told Black Panther 2.
Are you the one that told me? Are you the one that told me that it was like good nutso?
Yes, that does sound like something I would say, and that is how I feel about that movie. So it's entirely possible that it's me. But yeah, no, it's really weird. But I just love that like the three main characters are women, and they are all so freaking good.
Yeah.
Like the three of them just like act the shit out of their characters, and it's weird in all the best ways. And like, I could watch any of those ladies just like make coffee for 2 hours and I would probably thoroughly enjoy that film.
Yeah. Awesome.
Nice.
Oh my God. We just had a farting noise.
We did.
Oh my God.
Shandy, are you
I didn't
saying
hear it,
that
so it was probably
farted?
Me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Did I just call you out?
Oh, was it? Was he?
It was.
Oh.
No, it was. No. Yeah, no, it was from Amanda.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say I didn't hear it, so it was probably me. I didn't actually fart, but it's
right. It wasn't a fart, but it was also it corresponded with at least visually. I could see you moving in your chair.
Yeah,
and it was at that moment.
Well, it's
the fart sound.
It's a wood chair, so I don't know how it would fart. It's really a very uncomfortable chair. I need to.
But it was like a big. It was like a big move.
I honestly,
see if I can do it again. How about now? See, guys, this is Instagram gold here. I think we found our video.
Yes, it is.
Am I doing it? Am I farting sound?
This is wonderful because if this becomes our on Instagram, then we can absolutely cut this out of the show itself and save it for the bloopers.
Yeah, I wonder what I did. I mean, I definitely didn't fart. Like, if I did, I would
have. No, it definitely wasn't a fart.
Okay, so.
So, yeah, I haven't seen many of those movies, but I have seen, and this is for Matt, for one thing, I finished Sex Education, and we didn't talk about it last time because we were on the crossover with our Real Weird Sister friends, but Sex Education was so fucking good. So I don't know if you guys have seen it, but that was one that was like, when I was done, I was like, what do I watch now? That was so good. And then Matt suggested Russian Doll, which Amanda also said she was obsessed with. And I've seen it now 1.5 times and I fucking love it. I like, I binged it all in one night.
And then you went back and started again?
So I watched it all in one night. And then Frank was here last weekend. And I kept saying like, you have to watch Russian Doll. You have to watch Russian Doll. And so we watched like half of it together and then didn't have time for more. But yeah, so I've seen it 1.5 times.
Oh, Carl, you got to get on it. We really have to talk about it. I feel like it should be an episode. It was that good.
Yeah, okay. It was that good. And that actress too, I just like, I love her so
okay.
much.
Okay, okay. So which should I do first? Sex Education or Russian Doll?
Oh.
I would say Russian Doll because I think it's a shorter.
It's faster, yeah. It's 3.5 hours. Okay. It's a long movie.
Okay, that's doable. Okay.
Well, and also I haven't seen Sex Education. So if you do Russian Doll, we can talk about it and then you and I can do Sex Education and then we can talk about that.
Okay, and so Sex Education is also only 8 episodes, so it's not super long, but they're more like 50-minute episodes, so it's, you know, it's
still 8 hours of television, essentially.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, cool. It's going to be longer than the other, but it's so good.
Is Gillian Anderson just like the most, isn't she like the shit? I love her so much and everything she's done.
She's really great, and her character is really interesting.
Cool. That's right.
I don't know that.
And the kids are. Oh my god! It's just so good. It's just so fucking good.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Oh, before we move on, Real Red Sister Friends. I love that, and we should always call them that.
Oh my god! Why did we
Real Weird Sister Friends?
Real Weird Sister Friends. I'm gonna write that down. Because I want to title it the next time they're back.
Yeah, that was absolutely perfect. I love it so much.
All right.
Man, Amanda, you are on fire lately.
I didn't. Shandy said it. I just made sure we came back to it.
I know.
It
you brought
so
it
good.
Back. Like, you picked up on it. That's awesome. Also, guys, going back to the Instagram for a second.
Mm-hmm.
When we're, just to let everybody know, when... If you want to know who is the one that's Instagramming at the moment, we're hashtagging it I'm with and then our names. And that was totally also an Amanda idea.
Yep. True story.
I may not know a few things about, you know, how to market one's brand. Yeah. I don't know.
You definitely know a lot more than others.
You do. That well, is certainly
I do know a lot more than me.
I do receive a paycheck for doing something adjacent. So if I didn't know these things, I would be in trouble.
Hashtag marketing adjacent.
Marketing adjacent.
I like it.
Which is what I'm going to call my consulting company.
Oh my God, you should do that. Can you
hashtag,
also...
I called it copyright. No one steal it. Okay, thanks. Marketing adjacent.
Awesome.
Copyright.
Or marketing adjacent.
You know what? Spelling is really, really hard.
Thank you.
As are where to put the comma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh. Or
do you use
letters.
The Oxford comma? Do you not?
Capital letters are hard too. Capital letters.
I mean, they're just so pretty.
I know. We're just talking trash now. We're just joking around.
Or you could be. My father writes exclusively in all caps, like handwrites in all caps.
Yeah,
have never seen that that man write a lowercase letter.
You know, I know.
He has a lot of problems,
but he's consistent.
Yeah,
he is consistent.
So
yeah.
I encounter a lot of handwriting in my job. I'm not handwriting adjacent, but
per se.
But I do see a lot of forms that a lot of people that practice law fill out. And you would not believe how many men and women I have seen do the like all capital thing. Huh. Like, it's not exclusive to Kanye's Twitter and Amanda's dad.
To be fair, I also I write at work in all caps, because when you write
and
copy,
Cindy.
Like via voiceover copy, yeah. I write in all caps. So sometimes I forget to switch it off caps blocks. And when I'm writing emails, I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry. I'm not shouting at you. Like, I have to go and I like delete it all out and rewrite.
I think Jay-Z and Cindy writes in all caps. I think. Yeah. And she's going to listen to this and text me as soon as she hears it. But I think that she's an all caps person too.
Yeah.
That's crazy. There's
a limit of planks for it.
Yeah. Listeners. Let us know. This is like sock, shoe sock thing. Like, are you?
Oh my God, Colleen, have I ever told you that I realized, like, over the course of the past, like, however many months, that I very often do your way?
You know how many freaking people have come back to me and been like, oh, you know what, actually?
I, like, had this very sure idea of myself and what I do. And upon further examination under a microscope, I realized that I was wrong about my own self. It was a very profound learning experience.
I kind of love how last week
that
I'm like...
That was an aha moment, I think.
I kind of love how last week I'm like, and my feminist evolution, it's all Shandy challenging my views. And now this week you're like, and the way I put on shoes, it's Colleen challenging my views. I'm so glad that we could be so profound in each other's lives.
Yeah, okay, to be fair, you've
We're
influenced
learning.
You've influenced much more than my shoe and sock style.
Cheers.
But yeah.
Hey. I still do sock, shoe. But that's only because my socks live in a different room from my shoes.
Doesn't everybody's?
Well, my socks and shoes live in the same room.
Yeah, see, because apartment living, like, my shoes don't go on until right before I leave the house.
Same, I just bring my socks over to the door, but also I have a fear of slipping.
because I also, like, just the way I wear my pants with the socks, feel like the socks have to go on before the pants can go on.
Depending on the pants, yes.
Depending on the pants,
yeah.
Fair.
For sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
but
usually...
like, for
There's some lag time in between the socks and the shoes.
You know, if
but
I,
I'll check back in the spring. Maybe okay. in the spring they'll be.
Yeah.
If I, because I wear a lot of, I don't like I either don't wear socks or anything like to work, because the majority of my sock wearing is to go work out. But if I'm putting on like knee high stockings to go underneath like my clothing, then there are times if it is tighter pants, I will have to put them on beforehand, and then. Mm-hmm. But I'll do it like I'll. I don't know. I still. I don't like it.
It just doesn't feel right.
Yes, I will definitely say it depends on the outfit sometimes, and depends on the shoes. Yes. And like the purpose of the shoes. Yes. Are you going to work out? Are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
If I. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Times. Anyway, it's.
So anyway, let us know if you are caps lowercase or caps caps. We need to know this.
Or, and this bothers me, even though I do have one or two dear friends who do it, so I hope they're not listening. It really bothers me when people don't use capitals ever at all.
Yeah.
That's a very social media thing. I feel like social media has made that acceptable. And it's really not.
Just like, yeah, it's like, I know you're going for a style and you are stylish. These people, I love that they're just wonderful people and they are very cool, but like, you don't like, no. Yeah.
Well, and I find that interesting because, Rupi Kaur, her book is mostly all lowercase.
Yeah. But that's an artistic choice. Oh. That's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But arguably, isn't that what these people are doing? If they are like.
No,
artistic
there is nothing
people,
fucking
aren't they
artsy
making
about,
a choice?
No, there's nothing artsy about
I would
about,
imagine that's how they're thinking about it, though.
Grammar. No, they're not. I'm telling you right now. If they're just using grammar in a sentence, they're being fucking lazy. Or they just don't know that words like to, from, like, shouldn't be capitalized. There are words in the English language and get lowercase no matter what, even when they're in titles. Grammar.
Well, wait, we're
people,
talking about people that are lowercasing all the way across the board, though.
That's
yeah, but I think you can.
That
you can apply it both ways. All the above are not doing it right.
Yeah,
right.
No, okay. I do. Like, I see your point, Amanda. But I feel like if it's like a poet or a poetess in a book of poetry, then that is sort of like an artistic choice that like the visual of that. But if it's, I'm sorry, if it's an Instagram post, just like write like a normal person.
Well,
and I do wonder sometimes when I see that sometimes, like from a person who's not like a poet or whatever, when I see that sometimes, I do wonder, like, would this person write like this in an email?
Honestly,
would they write like this on like a homework assignment that they would have to turn in?
I think
yes.
Honestly, I do think
the one with the glasses in front.
Okay, thank you. I think that social media has made people more lazy in this terms because there are because you double space on your phone when you're typing and the period automatically goes in, or and then you know it automatically capitalizes.
Yeah, I do not double space to do the period.
I don't either.
I
always
didn't know that.
No, why would I stop, change the screen, put the period in if I could just hit space and it would just go in for me. That's what she said, yeah. Matt.
So then how do you guys feel about like texting and whether or not you put punctuation in text?
I'm okay with that. Like I personally sometimes do it and sometimes don't. And most of the times, like if I write like a text message that has a couple of sentences, this is my own like craziness and probably is annoying to other people, but like if it's like two sentences, I will put the period after the first sentence, but after the second sentence, chances are I'm gonna put like a smiley face or some other emoji emote how I'm feeling, and I won't put a period in the emoji.
It just looks weird.
It just looks weird, and I kind of feel like that's like a giant period, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Well, and I feel like people are a little weird about the period at the very end of a text message. Sorry, go ahead, Kyle.
I was making a period joke. Giant
period. Yes, a giant period. Giant period, and not the kind that started today.
No. Amanda had something relevant to say to the conversation, not smart-assy like me, so I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's so relevant. No, I was just saying that I had read, I can't even remember where I read the article, but that like apparently when you do just that, if you like put the second period at the end of a text message, that's like not cool.
Huh. Ooh.
that like current texting culture is such that you drop the punctuation at the end unless it is a question.
Oh, interesting.
That like you're evoking that you are angry or passive aggressive. Yeah, like, you know, it's like, I'm not mad, period.
So essentially what you're saying is we need Emily Post to write an etiquette on texting and social media writing book.
I think we do. Okay. I think we really need that. I think I need that.
I think as soon as it is published, it would be obsolete probably, though.
Probably.
It's a very futile
exercise.
If you
publish it in 280 characters or less.
Right. It's just a Twitter account.
Anyways. Moving on. Have we mentioned you guys should, you know, check out our Instagram? We're great. At the Broadcasters 3. We also have a Twitter, at the Broadcast 3, because Broadcasters 3 was too long, because fuck you, Twitter.
Yeah. I will try to occasionally go on the Twitter one. I forgot about that. But I think I mentioned before, I took Twitter off of my phone. Maybe I didn't mention that.
You have said that before.
Okay. And basically I never use it anymore. I also, as of yesterday, took Facebook off my phone.
Ooh, well done you.
Thank you. I've never ventured into this territory before. I'm one day in.
So check back next week.
No, but I kind of like it. Like, I'm definitely one of those people that I check Facebook, not necessarily the first thing I do in the morning, but like within the first hour I'm up, I check Facebook. And I realized this morning that, like, you know, hours had gone by until I finally checked it. And then I checked my Facebook and there were like, I had like four notifications, three of which were completely, you know, like the stupid notifications that it's just, sometimes it's just for like any old thing. And like one message and that was it. So, there's no reason that I needed to see this earlier.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah. It was great. Cool.
Good for you.
I did keep the messenger though. So
okay, I was gonna say we talk to you on Messenger all the time.
Yes. That's fair. It's for business.
Well, it's for business and pleasure, but sometimes the Facebook is for.
Did you also realize that you liked your friends a whole lot more for several hours more than usual? Just wondering. Asking for a friend. You're asking for your friends. Anyways, I had an article that I wanted to talk about real quick, but I think, Shandy, you had it before we do that. You had an update about the cat box.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to do that?
Yeah. Cat box saga continues. So, I mean, it's just nasty, honestly. It's just so gross. So finally, over the weekend, I physically took it out and put back the other litter boxes, which Frank insisted on keeping just in case. And I'm so glad that he did, because my attitude is always like, we're done with this. Don't need it anymore. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. Yep. And he's much more of a pack rat. So in this instance, thank you. I'm glad for that. So we set those up. Everything's back to our OG situation with the litter boxes. But when we then actually cleaned out the automatic litter box, it was so gross.
You only had it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. But there was like fucking like poop everywhere, because the little comb thing that combed the poop, the little like tracks that the little thing was on to move on either side, like there's just like shit in there, just like literal poop. So it's like, even if the thing would have worked properly, there would have still just been crap in there. And the only way really to clean that is you have to kind of like just take everything out and you have to like remove all the litter, because otherwise how are you cleaning this thing like with soap and water, but then that's getting down into your cat litter. You know, it's just like this whole mess. So finally we just packed it up and took it back. And on the receipt, it said that they take it back for any reason within 60 days of purchase. So there you go.
So you had told us you guys had, you know, got this because it was on sale. Do you think that maybe now you know why it was on sale?
Very fair question, but it's just interesting because as we discussed on the crossover, basically everyone who has had one of these has not been super excited about it. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. Frank still kind of wants to look into the possibility of if there's like a better model, if like maybe if we get one of the more expensive ones, would that work better? And I'm fine to look into that, but like later.
Right.
Just we'll just like kick that can down the road a little bit and yeah.
Hashtag too soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amanda,
incredibly good idea. Just not.
Yeah.
No.
Amanda, how has your last 2 weeks been?
I watched Russian Doll. It's true. I was thinking about it today. I was like trying to think of like, oh gosh, what am I going to talk about? And it's all like media content. Like I really got caught up on stuff like at Russian Doll, which I will save for when we can actually have a real discussion about it, but freaking loved it. I saw Mary Poppins Returns finally.
Oh yeah. What'd you think?
I thought it was cute, but, and I'm sure other people have probably said this, but it felt like Mary Poppins by numbers.
Yeah. I like the Meryl Streep song the best.
Yeah. But I feel like everything, it's like they took the original movie and they just like broke it down into a formula and then they just replicated it with like a new story. So it was like, this was like the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious part. And like, this was like, you know, the uncle on the roof. Like that was like the Meryl Streep thing. And like, sorry, spoilers.
No, no.
But so, like, it all just like, this was like the Feed the Bird song. This was like the, you know, Step in Time. So it just, it felt a little, I don't know. I can't tell if that was clever or lazy.
Yeah,
well, and I feel like there was something else I watched that I really liked and I can't think of it.
Come back to it, because I was going to talk about something at the very end, because it's not anything important and it can go like from any week that we've got. So if you think of it, just shout it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. all right, so I had found this article, and it was called, it's from Huffington Post by Danielle Gonzalez, the most popular sex toys according to the city you live in, right? So I was like, ooh, let me click on this because this sounds like it's got broadcast promise. So this website, a popular sex toy retailer called Love Honey, just launched an interactive sex map of the 250 United States cities that it's like their preferred sex toys, like role play scenario and top selling products. So I guess they just took all their data and, you know, figured out like where it was like by demographics and decided to post it online. The top 10 sexiest cities in the United States, according to them, would you like to know what the number one sexiest city is? Does anybody
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Shandy, you have a guess?
No idea.
Sorry, do that again. I totally stepped all over your joke.
No,
do it again.
You didn't.
We can edit it out.
No, you absolutely didn't step on my joke. That was actually perfect because what I'm about to tell you is the answer is Morgantown, West Virginia.
Ooh, it just sounds sexy.
Didn't see that coming, but it is a university town, no?
Oh, is it really? What university?
University of West Virginia.
I mean, is that where that is?
Okay, I was going to say, isn't West Virginia like, you know, yay big?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I guess that's probably why it's the sexiest city. Those college kids don't have a whole lot to do. They like to buy dildos and shit. So it ranked number one in multiple categories, including vibrators, butt plugs, and bondage.
Oh my!
Nice.
The next of the top 10 were Boulder, Colorado; Salt Lake City, Utah; Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania; Bozeman, Montana.
Bozeman, that's where our Real Weird Sister friends are from.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be like Bozeman. That's where I bought my first vibrator from.
That's where my butt plug came from.
I bought my first vibrator in Paris. So sorry.
That's not on this list of U.S. cities.
Sorry, hashtag humble brag.
Hashtag she's worldly. Hashtag elitist. Hashtag
elite quite the
liberal.
Cosmopolitan.
Hashtag why does it gotta be why does it gotta be Paris? Hashtag why can't you get in America? Hashtag support our economy. Hashtag Shandy hates America.
We're like two hashtags away from MAGA.
Hashtag be bold.
MAVA. Make vibrators American again.
Make vibrators American again. So MAVA.
No, we'll workshop it.
No. Buy American vibrators again. So it would be BAVA. Oh. BAVA. BAVA.
Well, at least that makes sense.
BAVA.
That's how you would actually structure a word. That's good.
It's kind of like how if I had a daughter, I wanted to give her the initials VAG, but it didn't work out. come on. It would have been really funny.
Yeah. It would have been great.
Yeah, I think her, you know, teen years might have been a little uncomfortable, but
yeah, especially with the name.
They're uncomfortable for everybody.
Yes, once right. She got to like 25, 30, she would have owned it.
Yeah. Or she would be in therapy because her parents.
My mother and then made she, me bad.
And then she would own it.
Yes. So maybe like 35, she would 35, own it.
She'd yeah. be like, man, my yeah. parents.
Yeah. She'd be like, 35. That was the year my mom kind of had it together, sort of. I got it now. Anyway, okay. Number six is Atlanta, Georgia. Then Montpelier, Vermont. Minneapolis. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. Then eight was Minneapolis, Minnesota. Nine was Orlando, Florida. And 10 was Dayton, Ohio.
Huh. Cool. Did not see most of those coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Man, we underestimate.
I think a lot.
How is San Francisco not on that list?
Maybe people in San Francisco do not shop at Love Honey. Love Honey 6. Because this was just their data, like from their,
right.
their sample. Because okay. I did think of that too.
Also, can we just pause for Salt Lake City?
That doesn't surprise me at all. I feel like.
Yeah. A lot of repressed online purchases, maybe.
Yep.
Repressed
it doesn't
online
surprise
purchases.
Me at all.
And Sundance. It's just like.
It's true. And Sundance. Everyone comes up to the mountains, watches the movies, bangs it out. It's great.
So some of the things that they, you know, kind of broke it down, like, was based on some of the. So, like, for example, Miami, Florida was 11th, right? And they ranked. Their most popular thing that was bought in Miami, Florida was the Lifelike Lover Classic Realistic Dildo 6-inch Vibrator. And, I mean, it looks, you know, looks like a penis. It's pretty realistic looking. Another one. So here's San Francisco, ranked 93rd.
What?
And they got, so this one was. The one I just mentioned was the Lifelike Lover Classic Realistic Dildo Vibrator. San Francisco was slightly different. They liked the Lifelike Lover Classic Just Realistic Dildo 6 inches. No vibrator part. No brighter.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Chicago was 174th, and they got the, I guess, the thing that was the biggest seller there was the Love Honey Bionic Bullet 5-Function Vibrating Cock Ring. Worth noting. Okay, Houston, Texas has this crazy. I'll send you this link if you guys want to look at these pictures because they're pictures of each one. It's the Love Honey Mega Mighty 3 Extra Inches Clear Penis Extender with Ball Loop. And it, like, is a fucking, looks like a glass penis. It looks
a penis like, extender?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the vagina is a finite. You know,
it
cavity.
Sure is. Like. I'm not sure.
Sometimes you just, you know, just doesn't reach.
Well, okay, fine. You're going to make me click on it. I will.
How dare you? Oh, darn.
By the way, when I clicked on this, track.webgains was the link that it went to. So I just totally got like counted as somebody that was looking for this.
Oh my god. Putting Raleigh on the map.
I'm doing my best. I am doing my best. So the mega mighty penis extender adds up to 3 inches to your dong and a little partner pleasuring texture along the way. It does look textured. The snug sleeve and ball loop keeps everything in place and desensitizes your own pecker to prolong play times. So I'm still not sure how it works. There is a video. there's a video. Okay, so you just like slide it over your dick and it just extends it by 3 inches. It's probably for the people that feel that
3 inches is like kind of a lot.
On the picture there is definitely like, you know, you could see it. So maybe it's for people that are like slightly under average. Anyway, so yes, Memphis, Los Angeles, if anybody wants to know, Los Angeles likes the bullet vibrator. New York is 248th. They like the 50 Shades of Grey Greedy Girl Rechargeable G-Spot Rabbit Vibrator. That is so Sex in the City. Anyway, so I didn't see my city, so I decided to check out the map. And here's where this was actually the point of what all this was. So I went to put in my city, right? How sexy is your city? And it actually wouldn't let me get to the results without filling out a survey. So this is where we come in, ladies. Okay. So you guys are going to help me find my perfect. So it wants me to find my perfect city to live in. So I think I've got to like fill out what I'm looking for so they can, you know, get my data. And then they're going to tell me what Raleigh is. And I really want to know. So let's do this. why don't I put the link to this in the show in our chat if you guys want to just follow along, and then I'll give you the link to the original article, like the actual Washington Post article too, but I'm gonna give you the link to the quiz first. Okay, that was you guys. Oh my god, how embarrassing would it be if I had sent that link to find to the wrong chat
in the chat with the guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, then I'd be like, wow. Just thought that maybe, you know, you'd want to copy us and talk about
it. I just thought, you know, this would be useful for everyone.
Yeah. We wanted to help, you know, camaraderie. We wanted you compare sex toys with our preferences. What could go wrong? All right. Find your perfect city. Vibrators. So the choices are not for me. Don't mind it. Yes, please. I think we're going with yes, please.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Butt plugs. Not for me. Don't mind it. Yes, please.
I feel like there should be a fourth option.
Which would be?
Which would be like, I don't know, maybe someday. Not really into it right now. Not opposed.
So
let's just, I feel like it's too finite.
Okay. Well,
I would say I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. Not for me.
If those are the only options that I have.
That is. Bondage. Not for me. Don't mind it. Yes, please. Okay, let's say don't mind it because Shandy is is giving us some things. And sure, why not? Strap-ons. You know the choices. They don't change.
I mean, if I was asked to, that's also where I feel like, I mean, personally, like, pass. But if I was asked to.
Not for me, for the sake of time.
I would oblige.
Right.
Role play. But this is for you. This is all about you. So not your thing. Let's just say not for me. Role play. Yes, please. Don't mind it. Not for me.
Yes, please.
Ooh.
It's fun.
All right. Yeah. Let's do it. By the way, just scroll down to the bottom of this and it says your recently viewed items and the fucking clear penis is on it. That was so fast. Showed up so quickly. Show me my soulmate city. My city soulmate. According to this. Oh, man, it doesn't even do it. Fuck, this thing is stupid.
Oh,
man. It like flashed briefly and then it like redirected, like, you know, to the track dot whatever. I'm going to work on getting these results back. But in the meantime, let's move to some feedback.
Oh, in the meantime, I remember what the other thing was that I wanted to talk about. Again, this is super not exciting. But Daniel and I watched the Black Mirror Bandersnatch. Over the weekend.
Oh, how did you like it?
The Choose Your Own Adventure movie. Was really freaking cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. I really recommend it. I think it was like super cool, really innovative. And like, it's very interesting how they kind of, really the whole concept is playing with self-control and like what we have control over. And it gets really meta in terms of like the characters start being aware that like someone else is making decisions. But then like I started to get aware that like the movie was forcing you into certain decisions.
Interesting.
That even when you made a decision, it would like switch around the other way, or it would keep coming back to the same question where you're like, oh, it's going to go this way regardless of what I do. And it was just like, especially to pair it with Russian Doll, which also kind of plays off the similar things of like, you know, who has control and being on a loop and programming and universes and parallel timelines. It was just like, it was a really interesting cocktail of Netflix enjoyment. So if you have not seen either, I recommend watching them as a pair. It was really a great viewing experience.
Because so my thing with Black Mirror is Frank is like obsessed with it and he's had me watch a couple of episodes, but like it's too dark for me. It's just like,
oh, it's super dark.
Yeah.
Right. Like I get that it like it makes you think about really interesting things and concepts, and I can appreciate that. But if they always go to a really dark place, like it's just too much for me. So I can't, I've like haven't watched it really since like the sort of, you know, a couple episodes that he was like, oh, you have to watch this. But that one, because of the different format, I would be intrigued to try out. But is it also just so
dark? It's super dark. It is super dark. We did it again. Like, I came home last night and Daniel was watching again, like trying to find some of the other storylines. And I think we found one that was positive, but even in that, it was still really dark. It's just pretty dark across the board. So if it's not your thing, but I would encourage you to try it just for like the format and the like coolness factor, and then maybe just don't go all the way through. Bail out when it starts getting a little intense.
We did the first season of Black Mirror and I too was like, man, this is intense.
Yeah, super intense.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A lot.
So I can't get this to like stay on the screen that gives you the results, but I keep seeing like Dayton, Ohio, I think is what is our match.
Oh, cool.
So that's cool, I guess. All right, cool. So now we know what to do if we ever go to Dayton. Buy some vibrators and do some role play. Choose your own adventure, just like Black Mirror. Yeah.
Just like Black Mirror.
Do we want to get into some feedback?
Yeah.
All right. We'll start with the farting in your face back. And this was a corn maze for your ears. So that was a 2 episodes ago. Ro shared a link with us that was in regards to my resolution to stop cussing so much. And she said, swearing is actually a sign of more intelligence, not less, scientists say. And that is from sciencealert.com. The use of obscene or taboo language or swearing, as it's more commonly known, is often seen as a sign that the speaker lacks vocabulary, cannot express themselves in a less offensive way, or even lacks intelligence. Studies have shown, however, that swearing may in fact display a more, rather than less, intelligent use of language. While swearing can become a habit, we choose to swear in different contexts and for different purposes. Linguistic effect, to convey emotion, for laughs, or perhaps even to be deliberately nasty. Nasty women right here. A study by a psychologist from Marist College, holla, between how fluent a person in the English is in the English language and how fluent they are in swearing. People with greater language skills can generally think of more examples in the allotted time. I'm sorry, the former verbal. I scrolled down and missed a paragraph. The former verbal fluency can be measured by asking volunteers to think of as many words beginning with a certain letter of the alphabet as they can in 1 minute. People with greater language skills can generally think of more examples in a lot of time. Based on this approach, researchers created the swearing fluency task. Oh my god. This task requires volunteers to list as many swear words as they can think of in 1 minute. Okay, I feel like we need to do this on the next live episode.
Okay.
Because this sounds like fun. By comparing the scores from both of the tests, it was found that people who scored the highest on the verbal fluency test also tended to do the best on the swearing fluency test. Anyway, so whatever. People that swear are smart. The end. Thank you, Ro. I've already dropped a couple of F-bombs today, but I've got to go back to Forkin.
Nice. I love it.
Matt says, another for your book pile, Educated by Tara Westover. It's a memoir about her life growing up with survivalist parents who didn't believe in modern medicine and often believed in conspiracy theories involving the Illuminati. Harrowing story. I imagine it can get under your skin.
Sounds
good. Thank you. I will link to that in the show notes. JP says, the food that I always purposely prepare wrong is a package of ramen noodles. I boil the noodles in water per the instructions, but don't add the soup mix yet. Strain the water from the noodles, then put the noodles in the bowl. Mix some butter into the noodles, then sprinkle in the soup packet and mix. Mm. Also, if you have extra time, if you have the time, the extra step after you mix is put everything to a frying pan and sizzle for a few minutes. Stir fry a la JP. I have heard that, actually, to stir fry ramen noodles.
That sounds awesome. JP, you've raised the game.
Seriously. He's ramen noodling right. And then, okay, so Matt, Greg, Desiree, pretty much everybody in the freaking forking world knew the scene I was describing from a movie that it is take. So Trolls was actually one of the things I remember to this day seeing in the TV guide. Not Trolls 2, though. So when I looked up Trolls back when I was in, like, I don't know, college or maybe like 30, when I was still thinking about it and trying to figure it out, the description of the movie Trolls didn't match it. So now I know it was Trolls 2. I didn't go that far.
Well, Trolls 2 and Trolls are completely, like, separate things. Like, Trolls 2, there is no Trolls 1 to Trolls 2.
Sorry, so Troll instead of Troll. Yeah, that may be why. I don't know.
Yeah, Trolls 2, like, it's, like, its own thing. It's, like, in the like, Bible of, like, the worst movies ever made. It's like, ridiculous. It is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, dude pisses on his dinner table. So... thank you to everyone that let me know, because that was 20 year plugging. So thank you. 25 years of plugging me. Literally. Thank you. And I guess the crossover, some feedback from our crossover. Janice says to Shandy, I also purchased an automatic cat cleaning litter box. It was loud and required just as much work. So now I use the regular litter box and her cat is 18. So I think she's with you. And now we've got, I guess we will finish this section with, and that's what she said.
I don't know. It's our second one.
I want to keep that in there.
It started off on a real high note. The first couple of days were life-changing and wonderful.
Maybe every 2 days. You really have to be on it.
You have to use double A berries. You have to use 8 AA batteries, and they recommend that you put the batteries in case of a power outage.
Hashtag vibrator.
Hashtag cannot read.
Hashtag world's biggest vibrator to require 8 batteries. Right. Hashtag the power actually did go out one night during the time that we had the automatic cat litter box, and I had not put the 8 AAA AA batteries in.
Well, apparently it didn't make a difference.
Right.
I wonder why there was poo all in it. Yeah. All on the sides. Of course, it's not. Oh, bad joke.
I know. But still, shitty joke, would you say?
Shitty joke? It was a no. I wouldn't even give it the reward of a punny compliment.
Everything is a punny compliment.
Oh.
She's a spry smart girl. She can do it.
I think it'd be best to do them all in one day.
We were way in the back, and we were doing a lot of craning to see.
I also thought Nicholas Flamel was going to have a bigger part. I was a little bummed that there wasn't more of him.
My God, there's going to be more.
There's going to be five.
I make no guarantee on contact.
Is this me next?
When does that come out?
Shani has done two of these.
There's some interesting places to go.
For the sake of time, I think we're going to just stop there.
That's my trick for still enjoying it. Oh,
those pair together very nicely.
We're only at like numbers. Mm-hmm. We're only at like 600 to 400 people who are going to come out.
I don't want a boomer.
We've a long ways to go.
If I get one of those things, I'll be happy. Younger, diverse, I'll take one.
It happened in church.
I have been going through some boxes.
You did a really good job on this, Greg.
I thought it was going to be three dads.
They're just doing the two of them.
You're sitting together and doing it separately on your phone.
Great couples activity.
Oh, good time.
That was really good.
All right, so that was a lot of me talking. I think it's time to let other people talk. So let's hear what some of the listeners have to say. And we'll start with one of our favorite, all-time favorite feedbackers. And that would be Desiree and Astrid. Is it Des and Astrid on this one? Let's find out.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Des.
And Astrid.
And Astrid. Yes.
It is.
So we were just calling in to talk about food that people, you know, make wrong. My husband, that nasty fucker, my husband, when he makes ramen, you know, like a packet of ramen, you know, the 10-cent ramen packet. Anyways, he makes the ramen, he cooks the noodles, and then he drains all the liquid out, just puts the noodles in a bowl along with the seasoning packet and mayonnaise, like a lot of mayonnaise.
Whoa.
And that's, he mixed that up, and that's how he eats ramen. And it grosses me out so much that he's not allowed to make it when I'm around. He's so weird. I don't know why he doesn't. He's so weird, yes. All right, thank you for that loudness. Sorry, guys. Anyways, that's all we got right now. We're a little slap happy right now. So we've done this about 20 times because somebody won't cooperate and keeps doing silly stuff. So it may be me, it may not. Anyways, love you guys, love the show. Hopefully see you in Raleigh this year. We're gonna make an effort to make it there, but like it depends because I may be starting a job soon, so that may go into Amanda and Shandy's house. No, Amanda lives in New York and Shandy lives in California, but we can go to Colleen's house and see all three of them. You want to do that? Yes. Okay. So yeah, we'll make an effort. We'll see. It depends on, you know, this job that's starting up. If I start this job, I may not be able to take off time, and you know, so we'll see how it goes. Gonna try, because you know what, I need to get out and see some of my friends, some of my not here friends, some of my cool friends. Anyways, love you guys, love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh my goodness.
Aww.
So just, I guess we'll extend the invitation. So the Raleigh Podcast Weekend, if anybody's a new listener, is everybody gets together and hangs out that listens to the show, our show, or any of the shows on the Jane Jack Network. Man, I always do that. Our show or any of the shows on the Jane Jack Network in general. This year, the weekend is May 3rd through May 6th. We do things on Friday night. We do things all day Saturday. We do things all day Sunday, literally all day Sunday. And I think most people leave on Monday. There's a hotel that everybody books, so if you are interested in that, you can always join say something in Facebook group, or you can send us an email and we will point you in the right direction. But yeah, if you want to meet Des and Astrid, now's your chance.
Yeah.
Also, good luck with your new job.
Mayonnaise is disgusting. Can we just talk about that for a second?
Oh my God, yes. Okay, I totally buried the lead. I love mayonnaise. Duke's mayonnaise is down here. It's so different than all mayonnaise. And it feels like all of our listeners seem to have some kind of ramen recipe. So I feel like we should compile them and then publish a ramen, the broadcaster's ramen, wrong way ramen cookbook.
I like it. Oh my God. I actually love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do too. I think that's a really great thing for the store. I think we should get on that.
Yep. We should do that. I mean, we could publish it, you know, self-publish it, or we could like publish it in 240 tweets or less, like characters or less over Twitter.
Yes. Tell us your ramen recipe.
Yeah. Please. Yeah. We want your ramen done wrong. And we're going to do that. That's going to be totally a thing. That'd be so awesome.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
All right. Moving on. We have another voicemail from Mike.
Hello, ladies. You may have seen my campaign to become a broad this week, Michael. Quickly, my qualifications, many haikus, many emails. I promote the show both on Instagram and Twitter. Years of friendship, Colleen. I started the Great Friend Zone debate, of course. I think I have more qualifications than Matt, the 10 things list guy. Matt Treese, he does have his, that's what she said. Jay impregnated Colleen multiple times. Makes sense. All right, I can give it to them, but...
Only three?
What the hell? What the hell? If you support my cause, please go to change.org and help me out here and convince the broads to let me be abroad. That would be amazing. I would be honored. I will even help them with their Instagram posts and help them learn how to crop photos and screen cap. All right, that's all I have, ladies. Thank you for your time. Good luck to Andy. I hope you had sex this week. Goodbye.
But there's a coda. There's a coda to this voicemail. And while it's loading, and I did start this loading when we started playing the other one, so I'm not quite sure why it's not loaded yet. But vamping. Oh, here we go. Okay.
Sorry, I forgot one of my contributions. I also contributed the amazing beer koozies, the fuck you Trump, you fucking fuck beer koozies.
This is true.
Maybe the greatest things ever. So I feel like that should be added to my list of contributions to the show. And I hope you'll consider me as a broad in the future. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking at change.org right now under his Make Michael an Official Broad, and so far three people have signed.
Is it Mike in his like fake names? Is it like, is it Ren Mike and then Run Mike?
I'm not actually sure who the people are, but one of them is Dan, because he made a comment.
So. No way.
No.
Okay, so if anybody didn't follow that from the voicemail, Mike would like to become a broad. He'd like to be an honorary broad. And he is making his case. So, yeah.
Check it out. If you agree, give him a signature.
I will put this change. There's actually a change.org petition to make Michael an official broad. And... two have signed. It says two have signed. Shandy, one just went away.
Oh, well, no.
Three. Oh, that's sad.
Now it's three. It's so weird. But yeah, Dan is one of them. and his comment is, I believe in the struggle that Mike, an oppressed, straight, white, upper middle class male, is going through. As he fights for a better future for all of us. Baby, it may be cold outside, but being around the warmth that is the hashtag greatest broad, Mike casts about with his radiant presence. Is enough to melt the heart of the universe itself. Oh my. Okay, so if you feel like the haikus, which he did actually send us a haiku that I am going to put on our Instagram this week, He sent us a haiku and a graphic to go along with the haiku for our Instagram. So I will put the change.org link on our Instagram, but I don't think it like links in the actual Instagram post. I'll do that. I will put it on the Facebook page when I put the show notes up, when I post the link to the shows. I will put it in the show notes itself. So if you think that Mike, the haiku writer, the friendship zone instigator, and the koozie buyer should be an honorary broad, then sign the petition. Also, Matt, the 10 things, guys. We haven't had a top 10 list from Matt in so long, and I really need one.
True.
I need it. Matt, we're like in our 30s of season 3, so we're needy and we need things, but we're also self-confident because we've got it together now, and we just want one.
Yep. We'll have you over, we'll make you a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Yep.
We know, maybe play some games. I'll buy all you. We're asking for is a list.
Yeah, I'll buy you a beer that's not an IPA because you can't drink them.
Yep. Solidarity, bro.
Yeah, please, Matt, you're our favorite, we love you.
It's true.
Please.
Yeah. Please.
Have we had one since our live show in Raleigh?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is, but we totally have. We really have.
I feel like it was our season birthday party, or it was our holiday party?
The holiday.
Okay. The holiday was then maybe recent. It was our birthday party.
We need a Matt top 10 list. Matt, for Women's Month in March, so you got some time, come up with some kind of like, you know, women themed top 10. Choice is yours. I will leave it to you. You can choose what to honor, straight white male. Let us know. Top 10. But we love you. Heart. You can't see this now, but I'm making the heart thing with my finger and my black nail polish that I put on when we started this show. This is a lot darker than I thought it was, guys.
Yeah, it's miraculous. Is it dry already? Like you've been.
Yeah, we've been recording for an hour and a half, so.
Oh, has it been that long?
Well, we started an hour and a half ago, but yeah. But yeah, right? It's gray in the bottle. It's gray and sparkly. Well, now the light's.
Oh, it matches. Looks to be this.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
All right. Whew. Okay, so change.org, make Michael an official broad. Next up, we have an email from Matt. Matt loves TV. Matt's what she said. Not top 10 Matt. So the sixth abroad, not the fifth abroad.
Oh, we're starting to field ourselves a soccer team. So Matt says, hey broads, happy early Galentine's Day. Monday was also International Day of Women and Girls in Science. That's awesome. Broadology is probably not recognized, but I'm sure we will still salute the women in STEM field. Hell yes.
We can be Team Science for the week in honor of International Day of Women and Girls in Science.
Yes. And I love to go on about how great Russian Doll is, but I'm sure Amanda and Shandy have done their best to do so while avoiding potential spoilers for Colleen.
Negative. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to table it until we can have a robust conversation.
Pick me. I forgot to ask, is Russian Doll about Melania?
Yes.
Okay.
Just kidding. It's not.
I know. I kept waiting for it to somehow be about Russian something, but.
Yeah, it's refreshingly not political at all. Okay. Potential spoilers for Colleen. I'm sure you two will agree that RD is best enjoyed knowing very little going in. I would very much agree with that. Mm-hmm. I'm also 8 episodes into the new season of One Day at a Time, and I think I can safely say that this show would get broad approval. Despite what it looks like on the surface, it is an extremely thoughtful and compassionate show, and that hasn't faded a bit in the third season. Its ability to maintain tone, going from the funny moments to the serious issues, is commendable. Sorry I got this in so late. You're fine. I'm a bit under the weather. And I had to crash. Talk to you later, Matt, broad number 6. Well, Matt, sorry you're feeling under the weather. Hope you're feeling better soon.
I know. I'm sorry, Matt.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And eventually we'll get to One Day at a Time. I feel like you've mentioned it at every season of this show.
Fair.
Is it on Netflix?
It is on Netflix. The only thing I know about it is that, yeah, it's a remake, and it has what's her face from 6 Feet Under, Vanessa Machado.
I don't remember her name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and I love her, but that's all I know, and that Matt approves. So, all
right.
If Matt likes it, it's probably good.
Yeah, he hasn't really let us down.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. What, aren't you the sixth abroad? I mean, it's better than the seventh abroad.
I mean, people are vying for a broad number, so.
I think there's more people that are signing Mike's petition than what did for net neutrality, so cool. All right. This really is ridiculous. Okay, so we got a thing from Fallon, and it is about Pixar's new short film that makes a bold statement on toxic masculinity in the workplace. The film, it's a short film from Pixar called Purl, P-U-R-L. I think we're going to talk about it next week because I want to be able to spend more time on it than we have right now. And it would also be great, I'm sure everybody out here would appreciate if they knew what we were talking about. So I'm going to link to this article in the show notes, and the article will have the YouTube video to it. And if you get a minute and want to watch it over the next week, check it out, and we will be sure to talk about it next week. So stay tuned for that, and thank you for sending this to us, Fallon, because this is actually a really cool thing. And I guess we're going to finish this with a update from Andy.
All right. So Andy writes in This Week in Andy's Virginity. Hey, broads. Another week of crickets. I did see Alice at a group movie night Marshall and Lily hosted, but nothing of note transpired. However, I was, of course, going to write in and wish Colleen and Alex happy belated birthdays. I hope you had a great weekend and that your family didn't bring up politics too much. And happy Valentine's Day. By the time the listeners hear this, it'll be the 15th. So fellow single people, we made it. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Well, thank you, Andy. I appreciate that. And I'm sorry that you had a week of crickets, but there's always next week.
Yeah. And it's, I feel like February is kind of weird because people get all weird about Valentine's Day. So I feel like online dating during the month of February gets a little dicey.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, getting like after the holidays, people always sort of are looking for that next thing to recapture that holiday, whatever. Not even joy. I just mean like, you know, that frenetic feeling of the holidays. And then, you know, you're looking for it with Valentine's Day and you're going to survive. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Give it till March. It'll pick back up.
Yeah. We're doing our Valentine date with Zach this
so. Oh, that's sweet. Nice. Get a little special time.
Yeah, exactly. Get a little special time. Anyways, thank you, Andy. And we look forward to your next update. Okay, so for some housekeeping, gotta mention our Instagram, which is, we might have mentioned it one or two times before.
We've got an Instagram.
We've got a Twitter, The Broadcast 3. Follow us. It's going to be super awesome. Thank you to the patrons, as always. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/janejack. You can go to janejack.com and click on the Become a Patron link on the right-hand side. And we are changing up some of the special features for the Patreons this month. I'm going to update the website as soon as we kind of got it locked down. But we are going to be adding extra bonus content for all the things, and that's probably going to be because we're kind of sometimes not great with the patron's choice stuff every month. So what we're trying to do is add bonus content and have other things that, you know, could, you know, just be really fun. So I've been pulling things aside for the last couple of weeks to have something. Jay has been doing it for the Jay and Jack show. I'm sure we'll do something for Survivor. I'm sure the Ramblecast will have something. So there'll be things, you know, going on. So check that out or become a patron and you can hear some of the really fun stuff that does not make it. And you've heard the bloopers. This is different than the bloopers. The bloopers are little snippets. These are going to be our whole conversation.
Dangerous. Yeah. No montage here.
No montage. There will still be bloopers twice a year from the broadcast. That's still a thing that's going to happen. I promise. But we're going to try to do the minimum monthly, if not maybe more, I don't know. Minimum monthly, though, just bonus content for the patrons at the $5 or more level or above. Of course, you can merchandise and go to janejack.com/store, get your team sinus. I mean, it's that time of year, guys. Team sinus all the way. It's very like ironic and hipstery. Team sinus. Jacob, can you make us a mug that says team sinus? Team sinus, team universe. It's funny because my sister was using that mug this weekend when she was here, and I just kept thinking, like, you have no idea what this means. And it's funny because she finally got into podcasts within the last like month, and I don't think she has any interest in checking this out, which is okay. But it'd be really great if she did. It would be. Go to janejack.com/Amazon if you'd like to shop through the Amazon affiliates link. Check out some of the other shows on the network, particularly we got the Rumblecast After Dark, Survivor Jane Jack, Survivor with Jay Jack and Colleen's coming back, and check out the new show, which is the Jay and Jack Show. Jay and Jack are back. They've got a lot of their old, you know, formats and some of their old things. They've got some new segments. This past week, they talked to Melissa and Nelly from Pottercast and Mischief Management. She's such an inspirational woman. She talks a lot, and our listeners will be interested in hearing it because she actually talks. I listened to it today. She talks a lot about the coming up as a entrepreneur and a female CEO with being in business, and the amount of men she sits around the table with in not in her own company, because her own company is very dedicated to inclusion and diversity, but just the amount of people that were fellow CEOs that called her things like, you know, hun or sweetie, where I won't spoil the rest of the story. So, but, you know, that they talk about Fantastic Beasts as well, and the Johnny Depp problem, and you know, a lot of old school podcastery kind of things. If you listened back from like 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, the glory days of like the Lost Podcast and Pottercast, I think you will really enjoy it. And if you are a feminist, you will actually really enjoy it, because Melissa is awesome. She is like, should be a leading voice for feminists everywhere. So check that out. Did you guys see the thing that was posted in the Jane Jack Facebook page? The last, if you want to know your rapper name, I think Ed the Creepy Mailman posted it. It's so you do Lil. Yeah. With the last thing that you ate.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys do that at all? Because mine was really funny.
I know. I haven't done it. What was yours?
Well, tonight mine would be Little Ritz.
Nice. I like that.
But
mine would be a Little Peanut tonight.
Little Peanut. At the time that I first did it, it was Little Egg Whites.
Awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We know. Yeah. That was kind of funny. I don't know. I just thought that was funny. What would yours be, Amanda?
Mine would be Little Green Tea Kit Kat.
Little Green Tea Kit Kat. Oh, you like those? Those are gross.
I like them.
Well, you know who also really likes those? Mike, the person petitioning to be the seventh abroad.
Oh, well, then he and I will have to talk about it. Oh, that was like the one thing I did during our time off that didn't involve watching something. I went to this cool like Japanese food court grocery store in Brooklyn, and I bought all sorts of treats like the green tea Kit Kats.
And
you can't buy those in any store.
They're good though.
Yeah, they're like matcha flavored. It's kind of like if you go and you get like green tea ice cream at like a noodle shop. It's that kind of green tea flavor.
Cool.
It is polarizing. It's not for everybody, but I like it.
Kind of like green tea ice cream. I don't like that either.
Yeah. So if you don't like green tea ice cream, you won't like it.
Cool. Well, thank you for being honest about that.
This is great podcasting. I'm doing a great job here. Brilliant. I'm ruling the day.
Bonus content. Well, next week. Okay. So the one thing I didn't get to before was Jay and I have been seeing some Broadway shows. And after we saw Miss Saigon, the touring version, please, the touring version, I made a list of my top 10 Broadway shows. And I have to say, it hasn't really changed a whole lot in the last 15 years.
Hmm.
I don't know. I added Hamilton to it, but that's just because, you know, it's only like 4 years old, 3 years old. But yeah. Amanda, nice. I want you to start
thinking. Be consistent.
I want you to start thinking for next week.
About Broadway shows?
Yeah. Just some of your favorites.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. I'm totally going back to this. I'm not going to let it go. And I re-listened to the soundtracks for all of these. And yeah, they totally still hold up for me.
Yeah. Now here, does it have to be Broadway shows you have seen?
No.
Performed.
Nope,
okay.
No. And I have one of them on there, which I don't think ever made it to Broadway, but I'm putting it on there because it is one of my favorites. It's called The Last 5 Years.
I was going to say, spoilers, is it The Last 5 Years?
Yes. I love The Last 5 Years.
There is a concert production coming off Broadway sometime this season, and I almost reached out to you and Julia and like be like, do you guys want to come to the city and come see it with me?
Yes, I do.
I'll see if I can find where it was. I think it's like tickets hadn't even been released yet because it was like that far out. But I will see if I can find it and I will.
I've never seen the movie, but I kind of want to now.
It's okay.
That's what I've always thought was just okay. Yeah. And I love the play so much. Although now listening in retrospect, I'm kind of like, man, he really was a dick to Kathy.
Super
dick to Kathy. But anyway, that's the soundtrack out of all 10 of them that I've re-listened to the most over the last 2 weeks that I've been making this list. Okay. All right. This is great podcasting as well. Sorry, Shandy.
It's all good.
I've rediscovered my
down that nerd hole.
Yeah, like going down it real hard. Okay, can't do that. Okay. On that note, thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be, well, thank you to all of them, but a special thank you to Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Joanne with a Plan, Maggie the Magnificent, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. Thank you guys so much. Does anybody else have anything on this fine, fine Tuesday night that we're recording?
Nope.
Okay. Everybody shook their head. That was that pause. All right. Well, on that note, sorry about the cat poop, Shandy.
Cat poop happens in and out of the litter box, apparently.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. Amanda, enjoy the green tea stuff, the yucky green tea stuff.
Well, you know, to each his own.
All right. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out.
See y'all. Bye.